prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it's 31 August 2021. Tonight we're going to talk to Stan Johnson of Prophecy Club, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute, because I think you're going to find this a very interesting program. Now, I want to share this also, that next Tuesday, on the 7th, my birthday, we're going to be breaking some very exciting news on this program. Now, this will be information will be out in other places before then. But on our program next Tuesday night, we're going to bring something new that you don't want to miss. We're going to bring hope to all you out there who are being harassed about wearing masks and the vaccines and everything else. Now, listen, I'm dead serious about this. We're going to do something that's been never been done before in this country. In support of Christians. Never been done before in this country in support of Christians and their convictions with Christ. Next Tuesday night, we're going to announce something that I'm not at the liberty to say anything about right now. But whatever you do, don't miss next Tuesday night's broadcast, okay? In the meantime, we're waiting to get a guest up. Don't forget, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, folks. Lord willing, we've got Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We start with prayers and testimonies. 11:30 will be current events, and 1 o'clock will be something special in the way of some videos and some teachings that you might want to see as far as what's happening in this country. I think our producer, Phil Hudlock, will do a great job putting together something that you're going to want to see. Now, you can join us live if you like to. We'd love for you to. You can join us if you go to PastorButch.com and come out on live stream. You'll find it there at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. If you don't have a computer, you can call a number, 339-209-5013. We'll get you to listen to our broadcast and what we're talking about live, and just come out and join us, and we'll be giving a number also telling you how you can call and talk to us. We want you to join us, folks. And we are still going to offer for a while yet our T-shirts. Folks, these T-shirts have been a hit. Some people don't like them because they get in their face. I had to run in to see a doctor today. And masks are optional. You don't have to wear them. I didn't wear one, of course. But I saw two elderly people come in, both of them overweight, big-time overweight. Where both of them have portable oxygen tanks on their side. They're the little oxygen producers. And both of them are wearing masks. They had oxygen, sucking oxygen off the machines, and wearing masks. Folks, I don't know how much more ignorant we can get as American people. I have no idea, but that is so sad. But nonetheless, we are still offering our T-shirts. It has on top of it, the newer ones will have PastorButch.com on it, and two scriptures instead of one, but it says, no fear. Picture of a lion without a mask, and the sheep with the mask. And underneath it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. If you have the courage to wear a t-shirt like that in public, knowing that you're probably going to catch some flack over it from time to time, they're available, folks. They're available. They're good-looking shirts, from sizes from small to extra, extra large. I hope that you will take the time to go online on PastorBush.com and look at the t-shirt. I hope that you will, because I promise you that you're going to want one of those to wear in public to make a statement without saying a word. You may get some ugly looks. You might get some nasty comments. Are you willing to stand? You will sit on the sidelines and watch like most people do. It's up to you. $24.95 delivered. You can call tomorrow and talk to Lisa or any size you want at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Of course, we're offering the new book that the pastor Tiemann just gave to us, just sent up to us for $5, folks. That covers postage and handling. Once saved, always saved. Actually, it's the exposure of that damnable doctrine, once saved, always saved. If you want the truth, $5, get it to you. If you don't order it. If you're one of those people that want to believe that lie, then you go ahead and believe it. If you're one of those people that want to know the truth, $5, get the book right into you. You know, it's amazing to me also that we've offered the book entitled Divorce and Remarriage is Still Sin. And for $1, one person asked for it. Isn't that amazing? People say they want the truth, but they really don't want the truth. They really don't want it. But $6 gets you both of them. Delivered to your door if you want it. And that's the best I can offer. And last night I'll mention this. Our teaching, 4 hours long on DVD or CD, but I suggest DVD for you. America, Why Will Ye Die? America, Why Will Ye Die? You will have to hear it, understand it. You'll see prophetic prophecies, teachings involved in it, not because I'm necessarily a prophet, but because I have been given a gift of taking scripture right out of the Bible, Old New Testament, and showing you in today's current events how it applies to us. That, in a sense, is prophecy, because it's prophesied anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 years ago or longer. So in that area, 5,000 years ago. And it's available to you, folks, 4 hours for $12.50 if you want it. Just call the number 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. You're going to want to see it if you want the truth. Our guest tonight is Stan Johnson. Stan Johnson has been out in the forefront in this battle for truth and trying to turn this country around for the glory of God as long as I've been on the radio, maybe longer. He is with a prophecy club. I watched him, some of his teachings and some of his information 30 years ago. And when he was out trying to get people to understand what's going on, he had Lindsey Williams on, for one, who talked about the price of gas going through the roof, and it did, and it's still there. He exposed so much through his prophecy club that it's unbelievable. And Stan is that I've learned to trust as far as his thoughts. I know he's sincere. I know he's a man of character and integrity that will not lie to you for anything in the world. And I trust him to bring forth the information, because I know the man is doing his best to serve our Father in heaven. And Stan, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Glad to be here.
It is good to have you. Good to have you. Todd, give me a little more volume in my ear. I can barely hear him. And Stan, it's good to have you. It's been a while. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on.
Well, you're more than welcome. I know that you didn't know me for years, but I go back with you quite a few years before you even knew who I was, watching some of your used to be VHS tapes on the Prophecy Club and some of the guests you had on over the past years. You know, brother, it's amazing how many things that you've shared, that even I've had the honor to share with people. 20 years ago, it's come to pass, didn't it?
Yes, sir. And so many things we were warning people about that were really ahead of their time. And of course,
absolutely,
now we have people pop up and say, hey, there's an Illuminati out there. We were talking about it 30 years ago.
Yeah, amazing.
Hey, there's a new world order coming. 30 years ago.
Yep.
We've been talking about this stuff a long time.
Well, you know, I spoke out in St. Louis just this past week, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer was there, and he was telling the people, I used to listen to Pastor Butch Paul 20-some years ago, and I thought he was nuts. Him and Ernie Sanders were trying to tell us these things 20, 30, 25 years ago. Nobody believed them. They said that they were pioneers trying to warn the people. And I can tell you this, Stan, when I first started preaching this information and sharing what's going on in the world, I was so criticized and so mocked. I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. I prayed, Father, am I doing the right thing by talking about these things? Should I be doing this? What should I be doing? And never once did he give me a leeway to change the direction. He kept me going steadfast, straightforward. And I've learned one thing, that our God will vindicate his servants, will he not?
Amen.
So Amen. We have been vindicated, brother. We really have. Tell the folks, for the new listeners, a little bit about Stan Johnson. Who are you?
Well, I think that's exactly the right question. With what I'm about to say, they're probably going to say, who is this guy? Why do I need to listen to him? So let's start at the beginning. God called me to start a radio program in 1993 called Prophecy Club, and I'm going to make the long story very short. It grew and grew and grew and grew and grew until it was on 80 radio stations, 25 TV stations. We were having about 5,000 people a month attend roughly 40 meetings every month all across the nation. We had 160 guest speakers come in and make about 330 2.5-hour DVDs. And we still have those up on watchprophecyclub.com. You can still go see them right now. And I think, as my wife said one day, all of that really, Stan, was preparing you. All of that information was sent to you for what God is about to do. Okay, so who am I? Well, I'm a nothing, but I serve a God that's an everything.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing. I'm just deserving to be tossed into the fire with all the rest of the nothings out there. But my God reached down and said, you know what? This boy is just stupid enough to tell the truth and will stick his neck out to tell the truth. I believe we're going to let him go to work.
So, well, let me ask you a question. What month in 93 did you start?
That would be June in 93.
I started in March 93. Can you believe that? We've been on that long.
Wow, I beat you by a couple of months, my brother.
Yeah, well, I started in March. So I was a little bit ahead of you.
Oh, that's right.
Now you go ahead.
Right. That's the way it works. Okay. So back in 2017 was where things really took off for me. I decided that I was going to memorize the book of Revelation. Now, it's a long story, but I'll keep it short. Essentially, I started memorizing it, and I didn't think anything special was going to happen. I thought it was just a project, but something special did start happening. I started getting revelations. Now, what's a revelation? It means when all of a sudden, revelation knowledge, information jumps into your head that you'd never seen before. Even though I've been teaching this stuff for years, I've made two DVDs on revelation. I did not see this. As a matter of fact, now, well, let me finish my story. So I got 30 revelations, two visions, and an audible voice. The audible voice said, which set everything in order, it said the seven seals play over 7 years. The seven trumpets play over 7 months, and the seven vials play over 7 days. Well, of course, as you know, Revelation is scrambled eggs. It's all over the place. It's not in chronological order, and people think it is. We'll never understand it. But what he showed me is one word, and I'll tell you the word. It's first fruits. It's found in Leviticus 23:12 and Revelation 14:4. And he showed me in a vision that word, well, here, I'll tell you the vision. I saw on the left was the Torah, the five books of Moses. On the right was the book of Revelation. And then it appeared in this vision that I saw like a yellow time tunnel linking them together about the size of a stick of margarine, about the same color. And instantly, faster, matter of fact, I was in a sentence when I saw the vision, and it didn't even stop me from talking. I mean, after the conversation was done, I went back and I looked at the vision in my brain. But he showed me that one first fruits is the secret door that links the feasts of Leviticus 23 to the prophecies of Revelation. And for the first time, we can understand Revelation. You might say Revelation has been a locked book. Now, it's not locked because we can read it, but it's not in the correct order, until we get my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. So he began showing me these things. Now, I'm not going to sit there and say it's anointed on the level of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That would be foolish. But I will say it's not on my level either. You know, us men, we are one holers. In other words, we can hear one thing at a time, or we can talk about one thing at a time. It's not true with the women. They can do several things at once. But for the first time in my life, I had memorized the whole book of Revelation, and I had it all in my brain, and I was seeing things, understanding things that I'd never seen and understood in my life, even though, again, I had made two DVDs on Revelation. I thought I knew Revelation. So when I put this book out, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, now it's sold about 15,000 copies just through our ministry. It has my email in it, and to this day, I have not received one complaint. No one has emailed me saying, boy, you got a hole in your head. You are cracked. You know, somebody run over you. No one. No one has emailed me saying, oh, I already knew all this. No one. Because no one knew it, including me. I did not know what is in this book. Now, I didn't come on and talk about the book, but I believe you have a lot of people that are about to go into the tribulation, like us all, and they want, and if they don't want, they need to be wanting to know about the last days. This book is like no other book. I had one lady say, she came up to say, had me sign her book at the book signing table, and she says, I want to tell you, I got your skinny little book in the mail, and she says, I'm an avid reader. I read two or three books a week. And she said, I saw your skinny little book, and I said, I'll blow through that in 3 hours. She said, that was 2 weeks ago. See, because we put it on very thin paper. It's almost as thin as Bible paper. Why? Because we want to keep the cost down, yes, but also we want it to appear easy to read and easy to carry. It's 6x9, so it fits right into a person's Bible, because this is not a once-read book set on the shelf. This is a reference book. You're probably going to refer to it for the rest of your life. People that read it say it changes their life. It changes their whole attitude and their whole understanding of Bible prophecy. And I'll give you one, and then we'll go into what we're talking about. And I'll give you one quick example. I cannot tell you how many times I said with a strain in my voice, Jesus is going to come back one more time. He's going to set his feet down on the Mount of Olives. They're going to cleave in two to the north, south, and east, and the west, and water's going to... And I said all of that. Wrong. Wrong. Actually, now here's the shocker of the evening. Got to get the book to understand it, but I got scriptures to back it up. And again, nobody has said I don't know what I'm talking about. Jesus is going to return to more times. What? Revelation 14:1. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood upon the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in his forehead. Now, nobody that I know of had ever really understood what that said. What it's saying is that about 6 months before Jesus returns on the Feast of Trumpets, when he destroys the tares, when we get all of our rewards at the very end, about 6 months before then, on the Feast of First Fruits, he returns. Now, does he pop up out of the ground? No. Acts 1:11 says, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up? This same," hear that word same, "this same Jesus shall so return in like manner." Okay, so how did he leave? He left in a lamb body, not a glorified body. He just had fish dinner with the disciples. He just let Thomas feel his nail scars. So he was in a normal body, probably wearing normal clothes. He went up in a cloud. So the next time he comes down in a cloud in a lamb body, same body, probably the same clothes. And he resurrects 144,000 one-year-old Jewish male boys. What are these? Excuse me, I started to jump into a wrong scripture. These are they that are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits, that's the word, being the first fruits unto God. And in their mouth is found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. These are 144,000 Jewish one-year-old. In other words, they're in their first year. They had no guile in their mouth because they never learned to talk. And they are resurrected. And they walk around with Jesus for exactly and precisely 50 days from the first fruits feast over to the Pentecost. At Pentecost, then all of the rest of those washed in the blood of Jesus are resurrected. What are these arrayed in white robes? And he said unto me, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation. That's us. Have washed the robes in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. That's us. Then we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. At the marriage supper of the Lamb, only those that are ready get to go in. So the wheat and the barley, the 144,000, all go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is when they, in Daniel chapter 7, it says that they bring you before the Ancient of Days and who's given a glory, dominion, and a kingdom. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is that which shall not be destroyed. This is when he is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He changes from being the prince of the kings of the earth to become the King of Kings of the earth. This is when he changes from being the Lamb of God to become the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is, it's all about him. He's given a vesture dipped in blood, and we, all we get is a wedding garment, and then 4 months later, we are also given a white horse to return with him. This is when he uses the morning star. The morning star is the same thing that the two witnesses use. Remember, the two witnesses, and I will give power to my two witnesses, as they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth. Fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So Jesus returns with the morning star on the Feast of Trumpets. In the evening, they are, Isaiah 17:14, and in the morning, they are not. So less than 24 hours, he returns. When he returns, he splits time open with eternity. Eternity is darkness. Go into Genesis chapter 1. Eternity is darkness. Before he moved upon the face of the waters, there was darkness. So eternity is darkness. So he will enter into time, and the heavens will roll back like a scroll. And that's when every eye shall see him. And they that that see him, they'll cry to the mountains and rocks and say, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who should be able to stand? He blows his glory down, which is the lightsaber, or the light sword, or the morning star. He blows it down in a moment, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. It goes all the way to the center of the earth. It sets the foundations of the mountains on fire. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. This is when he arises to shake the earth terribly. And as the morning star hits the sinners, the tares, they fall to the ground in a pile of ashes and bones. How do we know they're bones? Because Ezekiel 38 says it takes 7 months for the fowls of the earth to eat the people killed in the battle, and they have to have people of continual employment burying the bones. Okay, so as the morning star hits those people that are tares, they're burnt, pile of ashes and bones. As it hits us, we out of our belly flows rivers of living water. Just that quick, we get our glorified body. We get our mantles, our crowns, our garments, whatever we're going to get for all eternity, all in a moment. As it hits the earth becomes a glorified body. Then it is fulfilled, where it says, And then was the clay, the iron, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces, became as the chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, and there was found no place for them. In that moment, all of a sudden, the earth is glorified, because Jesus literally, literally is the light of the world. In the seventh, that's the sixth trumpet, is when the sun goes out, and it never relights, ever, 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 ever again, because Jesus literally is the light of the earth. That's when the stone that the builders rejected became a great mountain and filled the whole earth with his glory. That all happens on the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, so are we ready to get to the markers are coming?
But you know, that is, you certainly, in your book, I read it, and I still don't understand it all. I've never been given the gift to understand prophecy so much. I'm just a meat and taters preacher, I guess you'd say. But it certainly makes sense, and the order you put it, you know, again, my mind doesn't go either way. I'm trying to comprehend what you're saying, because it's new to me to hear it in that order. So thank you for taking time to do this. I mean, this is very interesting. Now, I know you want to move on, so go on to your next statement.
Okay. All right. So the biggest test, let me say it again. The biggest test, the biggest challenge, the biggest thing that can cost us our salvation in all of the 6,000-year human history is the mark of the beast. And I'm going to say to you tonight that if you're alive and breathing tonight, you will probably see the mark of the beast, and you will probably have to make the choice, will you take it or will you not take the mark of the beast? Now, Revelation 13 says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for as the number of a man is number 600, 666, or 666. And I'm saying tonight that you are going to have to make that decision. Will you take that mark, or will you remain saved and go into heaven? I'm going to say that it's not going to be as easy as you think. For example, let's talk about the mask mandates. Here are the stops, some of the stops of the mask mandates. For example, I recently set an appointment with a doctor, and I walked in for the appointment, and they said, you're not wearing a mask. I said, I have to wear a mask. They handed me a mask, and they said, yes, you have to wear a mask. I said, wait a minute. Are you saying that I cannot see the doctor unless I wear a mask? She says, absolutely. Well, come find out they made a mistake on the appointment, so I didn't get to see the doctor because the appointment was wrong. But anyway, so then I called my insurance provider, and I said, I want the name of another doctor, one that will not make me wear a mask. And I'll explain to you why it ties to the mark of the beast here in just a second.
Understand, I want to say this one thing. I did a four-hour teaching from the mask to the mark. I see where you're going. This is very interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to repeat what you're trying.
No, you're not. This will be unique. So, but I'm agreeing with you on this, so keep on going, because this is going to be very interesting.
Okay. All right. So I called my insurance provider, and I said, I need to find a doctor that will not require me to wear a mask. Good luck.
So hang on through the break, Stan. Hang on through the break, please. Folks, back at the break. I want to talk Stan some more and open up the phone calls. I know this is very interesting tonight. I told you it would be. 844-769-2944.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free,
had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All right, folks, we're going to jump back in here. Excuse me. I do want to say this, and I never thought about this before we went to break, but I got talking to Stan and even Todd, our producer. I think maybe we're going to keep the phone lines quiet tonight because Stan has so much to say. And I don't want to, by any means, disrupt his thoughts on this because this is too important. We're about to discuss the cup, the mark, and what's coming up. So if you don't mind tonight, we will skip the phone calls or maybe have Stan again sometime to answer your questions for you. Now, Stan, it's all yours. I'm going to shut up. You go ahead.
Okay. So back to what I was saying. So I called and I said, give me the names of some other doctors that don't require masks, or just give me some names of some other of these kind of doctors. About, I don't know, 18 to 21 names. I called the first one. No, no, you have to wear a mask. Called the second one. No, no, you have to wear a mask. And I said, wait a minute. I said, how do I find a doctor that will see me that won't make me wear a mask? And she said, good luck. And I said, why is that? She says, well, it's because the medical board makes all of the doctors do this. I said, the medical board or the AMA? She said, well, same thing. She says, we all are required to have everyone come in and wear a mask. Wait a minute. Are you saying that every doctor in America is required to have their people wear a mask in order to see them? That's right. It's not mine. It's not this doctor. I said, what kind of a group of people has the power to make doctors close their shop, close their office, if they don't require people to wear a mask? Now, that's been a mandate now for, 15 months or something like that? Since
a lot of places, yes.
Okay, 2020. So if they can make doctors do that, that's pretty powerful. Now, I can also tell you a story, which I'm going to skip. How I was not allowed in Walmart because I didn't have a mask on. I can tell you a story how I bought two things and I even had my credit card in hand ready to pay for them. And a supervisor walked up and says, don't check him out until he gets a mask. I had to walk out to my car, get a mask, walk back in to buy two things. Tell you a similar story at Home Depot, out of a lot of other restaurants. Now, where is this going? Why is this so important? Now, let me jump, and I'm skipping several things to get to my point tonight. David Phillips works for Prophecy Club. He had a vision a long time ago. He says, I was in a church. He said, this is when he was a boy. He said, during the service, they called everybody to stand. When I stood up, a vision immediately began. And the vision I saw what looked like a movie screen directly in front of me. Then from the left, all the way over to the right sides of the screen, it expanded all at the same time to what looked like forever. Also, the top and the bottom of the movie screen expanded to what looked like forever. So I was no longer thinking about the church service. All I saw or was thinking about was the vision in front of me. The vision that I saw was of a new pope. The pope that I saw was standing in front of great masses of people in Italy. He was high so that he could speak to the people directly. There was great excitement in the crowd because of this pope, because the papacy had finally returned to Italy. He looked younger than past popes, not frail. He was maybe in his 30s or 40s with dark hair and dark facial hair. He says, what greatly troubled me were the words he was shouting. His words were not of love and kindness as with past popes. He was threatening and attacking Protestants, shouting that the true church must rise up and unite against the Protestants. He was shouting that Protestants are not true believers, but rather unbelievers. I'll read that again. Listen carefully. This is going to come to bite you soon. He was shouting that Protestants are not true believers, but rather unbelievers. The crowd was shouting with rage and hatred in support of him and his words. He said the penalty for them must be death. I'll say it again. The penalty for them must be death. The people were in complete agreement with this. They had been called to action in the entire world would now rise in power to kill Protestants in all nations. The words he spoke were so frightening that I cannot explain how mere words can be so powerful in developing a reaction in you. It was like anything, unlike anything I'd ever witnessed before. Somehow I knew in my heart that he was talking about killing us, the true believers, who are far fewer in number. I knew that he was saying that the opposite of the truth, but the people believed him. I thought, but we are the true believers. Life on earth had changed forever. I thought, we will now be hunted and killed for our faith around the world. I'll read that again. We will now be hunted and killed for our faith around the world. I'm not ready for this. All of a sudden, the screens came in and the vision ended. Now, if you have seen the movie The Purge, The Purge is talking, I believe, about how there's going to come a time when the masses, the unsaved, the people that have the mark of the beast, are going to turn against those people that do not have the mark of the beast. So the first movie, called The Purge, this is the storyline. In an American rack, in America racked with crime and overcrowded prisons, the government was sanctioned an annual 12-hour period in which any and all criminal activity, including murder, becomes legal. Now, I don't think that that's what it's about. I think these evil people in high places like maybe making movies that is portraying what they're thinking, their goals. Now, let me go on with the storyline. The police can't be called. Hospitals suspend help. It's one night when the citizenry regulates itself without thought of punishment. On this night, plagued by violence and an epidemic of crime, one family wrestles with the decision of who they will become when a stranger comes knocking, when an intruder breaks into their home, Universal Pictures. Now, if you think that's nothing, if you'll go to Internet Movie Database or IMDb.com, you'll find 200 titles, various movies that are all talking about the same thing. Purge 2012, Purge 2010, Purge 2019 TV series, The Purge 2018, America's Third Political Party, The New Founding Fathers of America, comes to power and conducts an experiment. No laws for 12 hours on Staten Island. No one has to stay on the island, but $5,000 given to anyone who does. That's one storyline. Purge 2011, the movie, The Forever Purge, The Purge, The Purge, The Purge Anarchy, The Purge 18. Storyline, a couple are driving home when their car breaks down just as the purge commences. Meanwhile, a police sergeant goes onto the streets to get revenge on a man who killed his son. And a mother and a daughter run from their home after assailants destroy it. The five people meet up as they attempt to survive the night in Los Angeles. Now, the most recent movie is called The Hunt. 12 strangers wake up in a clearing. They don't know where they are or how they got there. They don't know what they've been chosen for, but it's a very specific purpose. They are to be hunted and killed like wild animals. Would you believe Surviving the Game is another movie that came out in 1994? A homeless man is hired as a survival guide for a group of wealthy businessmen on a hunting trip in the mountains, unaware that they are really killers who are about to hunt him for sport. He is their new prey. Now, in the book, Miss the Mark, Don't Take the Mark of the Beast, I ask people a couple of questions, and I'm going to ask you the same. So my first question is, what if you had to tell a person the most important thing in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, that I'd like to think, if you're listening to this program, you'd probably tell them. That brings the second question. So what is the most important thing to tell people? Well, obviously, the most important thing is to receive Jesus. But aside from that, the most important thing is don't take the mark of the beast. I'll say it again. Don't take the mark of the beast. Don't think it's not coming. Don't think you'll never see it in your lifetime. It's over the horizon someplace, because those people taking the mark do not get soul death. I'll say it again. They do not get soul death, but they are given eternal torment in hell. See, after Jesus is returned, and all of time has been concluded, throughout all of human history, there are only three groups of people. Those people whose name is in the book of life who live forever. Those not in the book of life who are tossed into the lake of fire, which is body and soul death. Obadiah 1:16. The third group are those people who worship the beast, his image, or receive his mark, or the number of his name, any one of the four. They are tossed into the lake of fire and brimstone, tormented day and night forever and ever without soul death. If you take the mark of the beast, you can cut your hand off, chisel it off your forehead, but you will not only not go to heaven, but you will be tossed into the lake of fire and brimstone with the beast and the false prophet, and you will be tormented forever and ever and ever. Now, I know you're probably saying, you got scriptures on that? Yeah, I got a few of them. Matter of fact, I got a lot of them. But I'll just cover a few. So the first question becomes, well, Stan, is there really soul death? Because I've heard preachers say that once a person is born, they live forever. Not true. Revelation 20, verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Matthew 10, 28. This is Jesus speaking directly. Fear not them which kill the body, but not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Obadiah 1:16 says that they shall be as though they had not been. Well, Stan, can the soul be tormented eternally? Yep. Revelation 14:9. If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, he should be tormented with the fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. Here it is, here it is, here it is. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Well, can a person lose his salvation? Yep, just like Pastor Paul was saying before we got going here. Ezekiel 3:20. When a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. Another one, Matthew 24:48. And if that evil servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come into the day when he looketh not for him. And in an hour is he not aware, and shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So the dead not in Christ are tormented until the judgment arrives, in which they are tossed into soul death. Those in Christ report to the judgment seat of Christ on the Feast of Trumpets. Those not in Christ, meaning the died before Christ, was offered to report to the great white throne, and that gets kind of complicated, so I'll go on to the next thing. Now, there's some real benefits for being an overcomer. So what is an overcomer? Well, if you're an overcomer, you get to eat from the tree of life. You will not be hurt of the second death. You will eat of the hidden manna, given a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knowing but to he that receiveth it. He that overcometh keepeth my works to the end. This is what I want. I will give him power of the nations. The fifth one is, they shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out their name out of the book of life, but I will confess their name before my Father and his holy angels. I will make a pillar in the temple of God, my God, and he shall go no more out. Will never have to leave the New Jerusalem. I will grant him to sit in my throne. Will be able to sit on the throne of Jesus. Shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. However, what we're about to see is a time when they're about to come after us. That's the reason I call this the markers are coming. Let me give you a headline. This comes to us from HalTurnerRadioShow.com, and I do not necessarily recommend all he says. The headline here says, vaccine cards with chip coming to USA. Can't even buy gasoline without a fax card. It's coming. Here's another article, the Wall Street Barter Dream. No, this is not an article. This is a dream. The dream started with sunny sky and Wall Street in the background. Everything was clean and proper businesslike, and I saw normally dressed people on the sidewalk standing behind several 6 to 8 foot white tables. Behind the tables were live chickens, a fenced-in area for horses, racks of eggs and tools, and various meat and food vendors. There were customers lining up buying and trading and bartering. I saw a man walk up with 5 12-gauge shotgun shells in his hands and traded them for 10 small chickens. A lady walked up and traded 5 hammers for 15 boxes of screws and bolts. A gentleman in a very expensive suit took off his Rolex, traded it for 15 horses. The man trading the horses said it is worth 30 horses instead. Now, here's the point. There were no vehicles on the roads, but plenty of people riding bikes and skateboards, and everyone was treating each other with respect and kindness. That is probably what we're going to soon see. However, it's going to get worse than that. Let me jump to another one here. I've got several of these. Report, Los Angeles to require vaccinations in order to buy groceries. There's another article, but I'll skip that. The point is, what we're looking at is a time when they're going to actually hunt people down, and if they don't have the mark, they're going to kill them. You got scripture for that? Yes, I do. Jeremiah 16:14. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, that brought up the children from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into the land that I gave it to the fathers. Now, that's a date stamp. That tells us the next part of this prophecy is in a day when the Jews have begun to return home, like now. They haven't all returned home, but Ezekiel 39:28 says, I will not leave one of them outside of Israel. So they're all coming home. So then we go to the next verse. Behold, I will send many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I hunt, I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, and out of the holes in the rocks. Now, yes, that's talking about hunting down the Jews, but I also think it's talking about hunting down those people that don't have the mark of the beast. This is also another date stamp. Let me jump down to verse 19. A little bit of good news. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction. Day of affliction almost always refers to the tribulation wherever you find those three words, day of affliction. The Gentiles should come to thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there's no profit, and have made unto themselves gods that are not gods. In other words, like Allah and Buddha and things like that. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. Meaning, one time and only one time in all of human history, God is going to show himself and his power, his hand and his might. And we've always thought that there's going to be a double portion time, but I have two different prophecies that say actually it's going to be sevenfold miracles. I believe that based upon all of the prophecies, all the things that I know, these 30 years of being in ministry, I think what we're about to see is the death of the dollar. Then we're going to see a giant earthquake up the center of America. This will bring on the repentance needed and will bring on a great revival. And at the end of that great revival, when everyone's name is written in the book of life, comes to Jesus, then the tribulation will start. Now, August 24th, so here, let me back up. 1971, the Saudis wanted protection from the U.S. military. So we worked a deal. We said, all right, the U.S. military will protect you if you agree to sell all oil sales in dollar denominations, meaning all of the 198 countries around the world that wanted to buy Saudi oil had to buy it in dollar denominations. So if Japan or China or Germany or whoever wanted to buy any oil, they had to go buy a bunch of dollars. So they had to keep big stacks of dollars around in order to buy crude oil. Billions and billions and billions of dollars of dollars on hand to buy crude oil. But August 24th, as in just a couple of weeks ago, the Saudis signed a new contract with Russia. Now Russia is going to provide the protection, not the U.S. military. Now what that means is that we're about to see the dollar begin to fall. Well, Shane Warren back in 2010 was shown a vision. He said, I saw a man, and I'm going to summarize this. He says he reached down in this vision and he picked up a fistful of dollar bills, and he said, they're worthless. They're blowing in the wind, worthless as leaves in the wind. Then he saw a big earthquake hit the central part of the United States. Then he saw what caused the dollar to become worthless was when they began to sell crude oil for something other than dollars. They would go around the dollar bill. So consequently, the 198 countries no longer need dollars, and so they dump all the dollars. That makes the dollar worthless. So we are now in the early phases of seeing this. So I'm telling you, we only have a few more years, if we have that long, till the tribulation starts. And this whole mask, this whole virus thing, all of this is all set up heading towards the mark of the beast.
And stay down to about 5 minutes.
Okay, well, let me take the last 5 minutes.
Okay.
To encourage you to do a couple of things. First thing is, our real solution is on our knees. Our real solution to fix this country is in the hands of the Christians. Because the Bible says, wherever two or more gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. One can put 1,000 flight, two can put 10,000 flight. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and I'll be given. So what we've done is we're organizing a solemn September assembly, September 6th to 8th. We're asking believers that do know how to fast and pray together, and we're going to fast for 48 hours from sundown Monday, September the 6th, to sundown Wednesday, September the 8th. And we are going to pray through the night. You'll have 5 minutes behind the microphone. You want to pray again, get at the end of the line. Right now we have about 200 people coming. And if you want to come, go to watchmanstrumpet.com. It'll tell you all the details. Get signed up. Watchmanstrumpet.com. Watchmanstrumpet.com. The only thing we're asking of you is to gather under one name, Jesus. Leave all your denominational differences in the car. Gather under one name, Jesus, to do one thing. Pray for America. That's just one thing. So we're 48 hours praying for our nation. Next thing I encourage you to do is to go to prophecyclub.com, and you want to get my book, The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. At least start there. Now, it's one for 20, but don't do that. Instead, we recommend you get at least 10, and just 10 for 30 or 20 for 50. One for 20, 10 for 30. No, that's not correct. One for 20. You're looking at the wrong time. One for 20, five for 35, 10 for 60. I've got to get the right price there. But anyway, if you go to prophecyclub.com, it has a special where you can get like 40 books for 100 bucks. And that's five different books. It's a big assortment of books. And four of the five I wrote, and the other one is a collection of like Dimitri Dudeman's testimony, all his dreams and visions, and Leslie's and all the other stuff that we talk about on the Prophecy Club. It's, in my opinion, the most important thing you can do. And included that is the book, Miss the Mark, so that you can get all of that scoop. Also, if you want to follow us, there is an app on your phone. Just go to your app there and download the Prophecy Club app on your phone, and you can continue to hear things like this.
Okay.
And in closing, I'd like to say something. I think it is very important that you support Pastor Paul. Very important, because he's a watchman out there that is trying his best to try to wake people up. And if you want to be blessed, my brothers and sisters, what you do is support the watchman. So I encourage you to send your best gift. And he didn't put me up to this. He doesn't even know I'm doing it. Send your best gift to Pastor Paul, because he needs it. There's always another station. There's always another person he needs to be reaching. You can never give too much money to a true watchman, and he's a true watchman. Send him a good donation, maybe $5,000. Send him that. Go ahead and send, because you can't outgive God. I had occasion where we sent off a pretty large donation. It was a large one. I mean, like, well, I won't say the amount. It was a large one. And until then, we weren't getting very many large donations to Prophecy Club. And sure enough, here comes this donation for the exact amount. And then here comes donation again for the exact amount. Well, after about the third donation, I call this guy. And, I wanted to say, where are you getting all this money? But I didn't say that. So I just said, what do you do for a living? Well, anyway, essentially, it wound up, I found out where he was getting his money. He said, long time ago, I told the Lord that I could outgive him, and I made a bet. I said, I'll bet you that I can outgive you. And he said, and I lost. He said, I determined that I was just going to start giving people money, giving ministries money, giving, until I gave it all away. And he says, and all he did was give it back, multiplied many times back to me. You can't outgive God.
Hey, so, man, thanks, Dan, for saying that. We really are this month. I'm really questioning next month right now by getting through the month. I truly am. But thanks, and folks, I did not put him up there. I didn't. But very quickly, a timetable, do you see very quickly a timetable when this is going to start coming down, the dollar collapse and all that?
The dollar collapse has already started. I don't know how long, 2 weeks or 2 months, but most people are pretty sure that it'll be biting us real hard by the end of the year.
Okay. We're already seeing prices go through the roof and everything you think of, and the shortages and everything else, and total disorganization in the country. Thank you, Stan Johnson. I'll be in touch in the future, okay?
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, my friend. Send me your address. Don't forget that. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Jonathan and Alexander. Good news tomorrow night. Don't go away. Don't miss that.
You team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.